think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
We have family after family in this case of Natalia Grace giving her up, saying, you know what, I don't think that this is going to work out. Obviously, that does happen quite frequently. That's not an infrequent thing in the child welfare system. Do you think that's what we're looking at here, that this was just kind of one of those, maybe people got themselves in too deep with someone who did have some special needs going on here with her dwarfism, and then this is too much to handle, and let's just keep moving her from home to home?
Yeah, I do think that they were in over their heads. Christine very likely may have had this agenda that I'm going to mold this child and I'm going to have all this control here. And clearly, kids who have been in orphanages and been bounced then from foster home to foster home, they have problems attaching, and they can be very difficult. They can have toileting problems. They have problems trusting, so they act out. You know, none of those behaviors are surprising for a kid coming from an orphanage. And unfortunately, there are a lot of failed adoptions, particularly with older kids, where it just doesn't work out. And we like to think that there are reputable adoption agencies who continue to provide services to families and go out in the home and try to coach parents through these things. But not all of these agencies are reputable.
There was a lot of accusations made in the documentary of Natalia when she was, I believe, in a state hospital for a period of time, of being very sexual with the other people who were housed at that state hospital as well. A lot of people there, eventually, allegedly, that's why she was kicked out, and sent back. Number one, do they kick people out for that sort of a thing like that if you're in the custody of the state hospital? And then number two, is it surprising at all that someone like this, let's assume that she is the younger age to be exhibiting those sort of characteristics? I mean, one would guess there's probably been some sort of sexual abuse at some point in time.
Yeah, sexual abuse is also unfortunately common in orphanage settings. And the other thing that occurred to me is kids also who were exposed to pornography at really young ages also act out sexually in that way. And so that was the first thing I thought, that she has been abused or exposed to pornography. And that was another interesting point that Michael made in the very early documentary about his divorce, stating, oh, well, I did develop a pornography addiction. So who knows what Natalia has been exposed to or seen. And it's not at all uncommon for kids in orphanages to have those kind of behaviors.
What's your take on the family that she was with for quite some time? Because this I found to be, and here comes a spoiler alert, everyone. At the end of season two, we see the family, Cynthia and Antoine Manns, who she has lived with for 10 years. It's not as if the documentary came out and then they adopted her, because the documentary ends with, they adopted her. That's hardly the beginning of her story with them. That's more so like a footnote because it officially took place that many years into their relationship. But the show does end with her being adopted, and then suddenly it's a shot of Natalia alone on the porch and a phone call with Antoine and Cynthia on the line to the documentary makers saying, we're done with her. Natalia is only about Natalia and herself, basically alluding to her kind of being this monster that everyone was wondering if she was. You kind of got to the thought process of thinking she wasn't. And then that's how this thing comes to a close. What's your take on that?
You know, I guess this is going to be the next season, right? What went wrong? What happened? It was a bit of a concern. There were allegations that those folks originally took her in because they were then able to tap into her Social Security money and her food stamps. And they are clearly functioning as foster parents, I think, as a profession.
Yeah.
And that's always a bit of a concern, because you do worry about financial incentive for people who are doing that. They also clearly very religious, which may have in many ways been a good thing, but I don't know that always equipped them to know how to handle somebody who has some special needs and some behavior problems. So it was heartwarming to see the times that it looked like she had a loving family and that they cared about her and she had been able to attach to them. But again, selective footage, you know, We don't know the whole story. And it would be wonderful to, you know, I think, be an independent researcher and come in and look at all the medical records of this case from the very beginning, talk with everyone who had contact with her, and without a bias to create a narrative, just try to figure out what's reality here, because you just don't know who's reliable and who's not.
You don't. And the last that we could find on any of this was what we believe to be Natalia Rose has a GoFundMe, or not Natalia Rose, Natalia Grace. I'm sorry, I'm getting so mixed up with Gypsy Rose. Too many of these cases that are similar at this moment in time, with Natalia Grace creating a GoFundMe page, talking about, hey, I want to get a house. I need a procedure done that's going to be $500,000 because my insurance doesn't cover it. I don't know what the total is out of this time. Last I checked it last week, it was around $20,000. It may be higher today. Going and creating the GoFundMe, she also says on the GoFundMe, to answer what the latest is, I wish I could say more, but I have an agreement to send. I'm paraphrasing essentially with a documentary company that I can't say anything, but I'm happy. I'm okay. I'm safe. Don't worry about me. I mean, I don't, is Natalia Grace essentially, is she free from all blame in this, or is she essentially, because of this trauma and this really messed up upbringing that she's had, you know, is she essentially turned into kind of a bit of a monster herself or a manipulator herself, maybe far more than she otherwise would have been had there not necessarily been all this public attention surrounding her for the last several years of her life and painting her in this image?
You know, I would never refer to her as a monster. And I think that's one of the unfortunate things that so many people alluded to in the documentary. I think she's a survivor and she's still trying to survive.
Okay.
And clearly, life has not been gentle to her. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be gentle in the future. She's going to continue to need surgeries and have difficult health challenges. You know, I try to put myself in her shoes. I can't imagine how desperate I might be. And so if I were going to donate to a GoFundMe, I think I would consider this one. I don't know what she's making from the documentary, but, mm-hmm. you know, she ideally should be able to live in a safe, stable situation. And she's old enough now to go out on her own, but she would probably need some continued therapy. And, you know, certainly people have PTSD from surgeries, and sure. particularly when kids have repetitive surgeries, you know, that leaves scars, mm-hmm. physical and emotional. And so I think she's probably someone that, you know, as I say, my heart goes out to her. And if I were going to donate to somebody's GoFundMe, I probably would choose hers.
Sure. Someone who's gone through so much trauma in their life. I mean, it's not unheard of by any means. In fact, it'd be very shocking if they weren't making rather odd decisions and maybe
true.
Making bizarre
very
statements
true.
Because their compass is very off. And yeah. until they get the help that they need in a private setting, not necessarily in the spotlight setting of Netflix documentaries and such or HBO documentaries and such, that's difficult to happen, isn't it?
Very difficult, very difficult. And, you know, for people on Medicare or various government resources, there's so much that's not covered, you know. And I would assume her medical expenses. And, you know, if she lives in an apartment or a dwelling of some kind on her own, she's going to need all kinds of accommodations and help. And I would assume people to help deliver groceries in the future. It's just, she's going to have a hard life.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you.
When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos, all thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.